This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, simple hospitality. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and obviously the topic of simple hospitality is, I don't know, maybe it's an important one. This applies to both Muslims and non-Muslims. We as Muslims, however, have the bar raised high, so we need to be sort of, careful in the way that we live, careful with our lifestyle, that we don't fall into a very opulent lifestyle. And one of the issues with a really opulent lifestyle is obviously, you know, if we're really attached to this sort of lifestyle, you know, it has to be maintained and sort of changed every so often. I think you know what I mean. If we really like all these wonderful things, then, you know, after a while, some of these things maybe don't look so interesting and new and sparkly anymore. So, you know, we have to keep changing them. We have to maintain this image of lavishness and opulence. So it's tricky. And then, you know, we're spending all this time just buying all this new stuff the whole time. And that time we could be spending in remembrance of Allah. We could be spending that time just having meaningful conversations with family and friends. We could spend that time in actually bagging up things, collecting things to donate to the poor and the needy, rather than just trying to hoard more things for ourselves where we live. So I'm going to also just refer to a little thing that the famous martyr Abbas Baba'i and his wife would do. For example, they often had guests, friends and family, and they were quite strict with one thing. So when they had guests, for example, they wouldn't prepare a huge lavish spread. They would just cook one dish when they had guests. And if, for example, someone unexpected turned up, they'd just offer whatever they had. Even if they just had some bread or some yogurt in the fridge, they'd just offer that to the unexpected visitor. Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio. And also I'm talking about simple hospitality. I've mentioned that, you know, just in terms of the, you know, all the other stuff that goes towards presenting hospitality, which is not just the food, it's all the other things that the food goes into and that get presented along with the food on tables and so on and are displayed in kitchens. And then obviously just the food itself and the idea that, the beautiful idea that the famous martyr Abbas Baba'i and his wife had to just cook one meal. And obviously this is, maybe some of you have this, maybe you stick to this rule that when you're having friends or family for a meal, whether it's in the holy month of Ramadan or any other time even, although our stress that during the month of Ramadan, we should have more concerted effort to just be a bit more frugal, to not fall into extravagance in the evening for the iftar meal especially, because that in a sense undermines the, you know, what we're trying to do. But, you know, just in general, anyway, outside of the holy month of Ramadan, this idea of extravagance isn't really something that should be associated so much with us as believers. And this idea of cooking just one dish, you know, this is something that, you know, I've seen generally. When I've been invited, for example, to meals, yeah, usually it is just one meal, one particular dish rather than several meat dishes and so on. But, you know, I have also been invited to different sorts of places where there was a huge spread, and I myself thought, well, this is not quite appropriate. But, you know, what can we do? This is, if we maybe just remind ourselves again and again, and, you know, we can think back to, and I always think back to Imam Ali again and again. I'm thinking back to how they would give the last of the food that they had, even if they just had a date or a piece of bread, they would have even given that away. So that their family would even go hungry for the evening, probably. But, you know, obviously, if we can find a middle ground where we are not engaged in extravagance, inshallah. So, inshallah, you've gained, again, just some insights. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AZ here on Arab English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.